of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
It's time for Legally Served with attorney Franz Borghardt.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to question, Judge.
I'll allow it.
An open and honest discussion about how the law applies to the headlines.
You not only insult me, but you insult the integrity of this court.
The defendant is not guilty.
The defense is wrong.
But somebody in this courtroom is.
I'm being charged with a crime.
A trial by court martial.
Is that what this is? I'm being charged with a crime?
Legally Served with attorney Franz Borghardt.
Don't tell me what I know and don't know. I know the law.
All right. Happy Friday to Franz. How are you, man?
Man, bonus Legally Served.
Don't you love it?
Oh, man. And we're going to go in deep on this Brave Cave.
Yep.
Like a body cavity search deep on Brave Cave.
Wow. Way to start it off with the right tone.
That's right.
So I have the 36-page complaint here, but I've got to kind of lean on the Advocate article just to keep it clean.
That's fine.
To keep it clean. Look, we know the kids are in school by now because, you know, you already dropped yours off.
Yeah.
So let's stick with what the Advocate has to say about it. Weeks after a Baton Rouge police warehouse facility was permanently closed by city officials following allegations of abuse, more accusations have emerged, this time from a woman saying officers illegally performed a body cavity search on her there. The woman, Turnell Brown, filed a federal lawsuit Monday accusing two Baton Rouge police officers of taking her to the narcotics processing facility called a torture warehouse by several civil rights attorneys after they found a gun and a pill bottle in her car containing different prescription medications during a traffic stop. Now, the lawsuit also accuses a top administrator, Chief of Staff Myron Daniels, of protecting the BRPD Street Crimes Unit and its head from discipline because of his own business interests. And this is where it takes a turn that raises even more eyebrows. It's hard to believe you can have strip search at a grandma who had two different prescriptions in one bottle, holding her and detaining her for 2 hours, and then letting her go without any charges at all, and that not be the biggest thing involved.
Almost
here.
Like you would never know about it because she didn't have any charges. So, lots of different things to unpack here. Number one, I got asked this question by Scotty Hunter, WAFB. Can you have multiple prescriptions in one bottle? Absolutely.
Yes, you can.
You just have to be able to prove what? Okay. That you have the scripts, right?
Right. And do you even have to prove? Like, do I have to carry the second bottle with me?
No. You just got to be able to prove that you have a script for however many you have in the bottle.
Does that mean come home with me and I'll show you the other
bottle? In modern 2023, I can call Walgreens. I can show the phone. I can say, officer, look, I've got scripts for all this.
Well, the first thing I thought of, she has two prescriptions in one bottle. And like, oh, yeah, she's mixing things up.
No.
Have you ever seen everyone's seen it. My grandma had it. Your grandma had it. Your parents probably had it. The little seven-day thing that tells you what pills to take on what day.
Now, do criminals sometimes put multiple different types of, I don't know, pain medicines, Schedule II drugs, Schedule I drugs, in the same bottle trying to act as if it's one script and they're really different dosages and different pills? They simultaneously do also do that. So, if you can prove a script, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Second point, because I'm going to give the BRPD, despite popular opinion, if it's not my case, I'm open.
Yeah.
I'm a merc. I'm going to give them the utmost benefit of the doubt on this one. You and I have talked about cases in this studio about individuals hiding guns, weapons in their underwear.
This is another case that happened that the BRPD Street Crimes Unit is called a strip searching.
Is it possible that Grammy may have a firearm or weapon lodged in her undergarments?
Lodged?
Possible.
Okay, hang on. There's a definitive line that we're about to cross here.
Right.
Because lodged in her undergarments, yes, that's possible because we've seen it before where they searched a child. It was a 15 or 16-year-old who actually had a gun, dropped it down his drawers. When they went to go after it, they might have scraped up against his pieces parts, and that's a whole other story.
While being cognizant that it's 7:42 in the a.m.,
mm-hmm.
a body cavity search is a little bit different than what we call a frisk, a pat-down, okay? A body cavity search is just what it sounds like. They are searching cavities.
Yes.
For what? I don't know.
Well, you're not going to get a gun up there.
It's 7:42. Point is.
I don't care what time it is. You're not going to get a gun up there.
So you put her in this brave facility, dungeon, torture area, whatever you want to call it. You keep Grammy for how long? How long do you keep her in there?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Then you just let her go. And I bet they thought no one would ever know about it.
And that's the part that's the part that is so egregious. If they found her with a gun, like, was the gun hers? Was it registered to her?
Well, you can't have guns with controlled dangerous substances, but even that would be a stretch, right? Like, what were they doing? They were probing, pun intended, they were probing to try to get more information, not suspecting necessarily that this grandmother was an arch criminal, but this is what the Street Crimes Brave Unit would do. They would work an investigation. They would work the street. They would try to find the next person up on the line that was the dealer of the drugs. So, am I shocked and appalled by any of this? Not at all. It happened, I mean.
Yeah. Now, let's push pause on that and walk down the other side, okay?
Sure.
The complaint that was filed is her side of the story.
Correct.
It's not BRPD's side of the story.
I'm sure BRPD is going to deny all this. Which is what you do in a response to a complaint.
One would hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deny, 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 deny.
Right.
Now, did you notice what was also in there was the systematic history? You remember earlier, you know, I know it seems like a couple of years ago, but earlier this week, Wednesday, when you Wikipedia'd BRPD, do you remember what the first line was?
Not verbatim,
but
let me do it again.
Essentially, the BRPD is known to have, I don't know, shall we say, an adverse reputation.
Yes.
That's on Wikipedia. Now, Wikipedia is not exactly the Encyclopedia Britannica. Alondra, the Encyclopedia Britannica, for those who don't know, is an encyclopedia is a book, first of all. A book is a bound device that holds papers. But the point is, that is already the reputation. Go for it.
Wikipedia says the BRPD has a history of police brutality against blacks and strained relations with the black community in Baton Rouge.
Was grandmother black?
You what?
Was grandmother black?
I believe so.
So, huge, huge problem. Like, can you question people? So, let's go back to basic law. If I stop someone and I have a reasonable belief that they committed a crime, I can investigate.
Yes.
Detaining grandma, not a problem. Questioning grandma, not a problem. Asking grandma to provide proof of prescription, not a problem. At no point am I like, I'm not blinking at any of that. Detaining grandma for 2 hours and doing a full body cavity search, no bueno. Not okay.
Hey, what about the strip search, though? Is that legal? Because that's
I don't know why
question.
That's necessary. Like, you normally make people take off their clothes when you're booking them into the prison and they're getting into prison fatigues.
Mm-hmm.
Fatigues? Is that the right word?
I don't know. The jumpsuit.
Yeah. Yeah. You've played the rape video, how to avoid getting raped in East Baton Rouge Parish Prison, and now they get in their prison green.
There's a video on how to avoid it?
Yes, they watch videos on how to avoid getting raped.
Wow.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see that video.
No, you don't. Well, you know, there's a way you can see the video.
Yeah, no, I don't want to see it that bad.
So point is, strip searching grandma? And now look, I'm being to use your word, I'm being hyperbolic. I'm calling her grandma.
100%.
Right. But here's the thing. Like, traffic stops, we don't do strip searches. Like, if you have reason to believe that she has narcotics, and she's like, I have a prescription for these. Why are you strip searching her?
Well, number one, you've already got the narcotics, so I guess the answer would be there had to be more.
They're gonna argue that she had what, crack in her anus, which is that is a thing, right? Putting narcotics in crevices is one of the reasons they would do a full body cavity search,
right? But going
still 747.
It's quite the leap to go from a prescription, a legal prescription,
right,
in a prescription bottle, as I understand it,
right?
Just had multiple prescriptions in the same bottle. To go from that to crack up the anus.
I'm just saying they've got a problem. BRPD has a problem on this one.
I agree. Now, BRPD previously came under fire. This is back to the Advocate article. BRPD previously came under fire in 2021 for their policy after officers searched Clarence Green and his teenage brother following a traffic stop by looking in their underwear and groping their genitals in public view. Police said they found a gun and marijuana, but a judge later dismissed the charges against Green. Now, to me, that's a completely different story. That has zero bearing on this story. Because number one, and this is why I'm pointing out the difference between a strip search and a cavity search. You can find a gun in a strip search. You find a gun in a cavity search, and well,
what kind of gun are we talking about? A Derringer? A Desert Eagle?
Either way, you've got an OnlyFans that can be profitable.
Some people take a Desert Eagle, some people take a Derringer. Point is a officer safety search, either a pat-down or a taking pants off to feel. The invasiveness of that search is as necessary as it is to protect officer safety.
But the officer safety depends on what resulted from the search.
Correct.
You find a gun next to dude's junk, and you found the gun.
Yeah, good thing you
said they found it second, but they found the gun.
Right. The padding of the genitalia is really unnecessary.
Okay, but the proximity makes it difficult. It's like playing Operation
there. You're not tucking a firearm under, you know what I mean, Captain Winky. My point is.
I understand that. But if you do put the gun down there, which very ill-advised, many players in the NBA can attest to.
I feel like that's dangerous.
But if you put the gun down there, the only way to retrieve the gun, you're going to brush up against his hog. Like, that's all that's going to happen.
You see, a hog is a four-legged animal, Alondra. Anyways, I'm having fun this morning. I didn't think I was going to have... The mere possibility of spending time with Rocco was enough to get me
here
this morning.
We're going to have Chris Blair on at 8:05.
I'll wait around.
Well, we could talk about the Hogs as LSU's playing Arkansas this weekend. And then Rocco will be in for Foodie Friday, presented by the Louisiana Beef Industry Council after that. Okay, enough of the over-the-top description part of this. I'm 100% worth being over-the-top because the whole situation is so egregious. We'll get to the real legal ramifications after we take this break. It's Borgard. This is a bonus Legally Served as we're talking about the Brave Cave. Now, Franz, as we were heading into break, we were talking about the Clarence Green situation from 2021 and the strip searching someone in public view, which egregious, yes, but they did find a gun. They found what they were looking for. Now, that being said, an officer involved in the search, Ken Camalo, was demoted and given a 75-day suspension for later conducting a warrantless search of an apartment during the same incident. After they took the kid back to his house, they searched his house. They found more guns in the house. Like, everywhere this guy turned up, there were more guns. They were netting results, doing it wrong.
Do the ends justify the means?
Well, here's the thing, though. I believe the city parish had to cut this kid's family a check for $35,000 as a result of all this. And Camalo took the suspension and the demotion. This netted results as compared to what we're seeing right now with Turnell Brown. This netted results as compared to seeing a pattern within the street crimes unit and this particular facility.
Did putting the rubber glove on Grammy net results?
No, I don't think so, did it?
I don't think so.
They had the gun before that. They had the pills before that.
I don't think it netted.
This just went beyond.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, let's not forget, she was released 2 hours later without charges. So, we got to answer two questions in this segment. Number one is, what's going to happen with Ms. Brown?
She's going to get paid.
Okay.
Like, she won't get paid. She won't get paid Coach Mulkey money because the question becomes, that she's going to get paid is not a question for me. The question I have is, Brad the Builder, Rocco the Po' Boy Slinger, are they going to care that this happened to this woman? Are they going to care to the tune of a six-figure number? Are they going to care to a seven-figure number? I don't know the answer to that.
It depends on how far widespread the actual complaint goes out. Because I wanted to lean on the Advocate article because it's a lot less descriptive than what's in the actual complaint.
The complaint's pretty it's pretty graphic.
Mm-hmm. If you think we went over the top in the last segment, the complaint itself, that we were very edited for content.
Yes. Now, the parish attorney's office will fight tooth and nail over this.
Mm-hmm.
This will cause... your taxpayer money.
Yeah.
Congrats. But $35,000, I sleep a little... If $35,000 allows me to sleep a little bit better with my son...
Yeah.
Because I struggle with this.
Because four guns were pulled off the street?
Right. So I struggle with this. The criminal defense attorney, the civil rights guy in me, the constitutional lawyer, it's an easy answer.
Right.
The citizen in me...
Are we safer after Turnell Brown?
Yeah.
No. It's like we're safer after the other one.
Right.
So... All right, in these last 2 minutes, I want to ask this next question. When complaints like this pop up, normally they spring more complaints.
Correct.
More people are going to come out of the woodwork saying, I was beat down at the street crimes, you know, at the Brave Cave as well. How much of what's going on right now and the reputation of a very, as of now, a very small number of named individuals with BRPD, how much of what's going on right now is going to spark a, if you'll pardon the pun,
a horribly, kind of
a wildfire of, yeah, of arguments, of complaints.
So you got to substantiate the complaint, right?
Right.
Which if there's no cameras and the body camera isn't always there, that becomes problematic, right? Mm-hmm. She was, I think she was able to at least, if you at least read the complaint, she's able to substantiate the allegations in the complaint.
Right.
I absolutely think it will spark a wildfire. I absolutely think it's going to spark a wildfire, and maybe it should.
Mm-hmm.
If this kind of garbage has been going on, maybe it should spark. You know, to quote the Joker, everything burns.
Yes.
You know?
All right. We got to get out of here for this particular segment. We're not done with this story by any stretch of the imagination because we didn't even get to the Armor Consulting Group end of this yet.
Mm-mm.
So there will be more to unpack and more to digest. As for now, though, we are, we're got to call it,